Our final speaker before our break is Cody Falk with Spencer Fain, and he's going to talk about why would anyone want to own and operate a utility. I love that. Love that title. Cody represents investors and municipally owned utility clients in both routine and complicated issues, regulatory and otherwise, and works proceedings for municipalities, utilities, and landowners before the regulatory entities. Please help me welcome Cody.
I can officially say good morning to everybody. I'm going to sit down if you guys don't mind. I may move around. Everybody hear me? All right. I know what I'm doing. I'm the person that's holding you back from lunch, so I'm going to try not to make this too painful, but I appreciate y'all's time this morning. I'm going to preface my presentation by saying that I'm currently on paternity leave, and so you guys got me out of my cave for the morning. So if I look a little tired, you guys can understand why, but I'm happy to be here today and speaking with y'all. So this is a question. It's more a rhetorical one. The presentation today is going to go over some issues with regards to owning and operating a utility in the state of Texas, what that means, what is required of you. I know we've got a lot of different folks in the room. We've got folks that represent cities and folks that represent developers. So these things are going to be covering a lot of different issues. But primarily it's looking at what is required of these entities and the different regulatory bodies that are associated with it. So first and foremost, going over the regulatory agencies themselves, issues to consider when your clients are considering starting their own utility or already have. What are the pros and cons of owning your own utility? There are some pros, and as you'll see, there's a lot of cons that are facing utilities in the state right now. And then what are your alternatives? So the regulators, really you got three key ones, and I'm going over it as far as operating utility. There, you know, obviously is from a developer standpoint, there are, in a business operations standpoint, there are a lot of different regulations from other agencies. But as far as the utility industry itself, you've got the Public Utilities Commission of Texas, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and then you have the individual cities if a utility is operating within the municipal limits. So we'll go over all three of those. The Public Utility Commission of Texas, for those of you who are not familiar with them, they have gotten a little more attention as of late after 2021, after Winter Storm Uri. After Winter Storm Uri, the legislature moved the Public Utility Commission from three commissioners to five. I think there's only been a short period of time since 2021 that has actually been five. I'm not even sure if there have been. Currently, there are only four commissioners. Thomas Gleason is the chairman, and he was just appointed a few months ago. He was, before that, was the executive director at the PUC. Lori Kobos is one of the more senior commissioners. She, before that, was at the Office of Public Utility Council as the PUC, as the Public Utility Council, excuse me. And they are the entity that represents small commercial and residential customers in front of the Public Utility Commission. They're really what I would call the consumer advocate. Jimmy Glotfelty was in the electric utility industry from a transmission side. Really kind of more on the electric transmission development piece. So he is, you know, more of the industry type commissioner. And then Kathleen Jackson, prior to being on the Public Utility Commission, was at the Texas Water Development Board, and before that was an engineer with Exxon. You'll see from those four, not a lot of folks that actually have utility industry experience. They're all, you know, government type individuals. They don't have any real experience owning and operating a utility. That can be a good thing, and it can also be a bad thing. So really, if you're a utility right now, you're facing regulators that don't really have real-world experience associated with owning and operating a utility.